Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. Got a special show for you tonight. We got my new guest host, special guest host, our new Smooth Drama boxing correspondent, shit-talking correspondent, all wrapped up into one. Jay Badman, say hi to the people.
Hey, y'all, how you doing? What's going on, Dick? I love the show, man. I'm kind of I'm hating on you though, because that's what
right,
I do.
Well, I'm actually hating on you, but first,
well,
as always,
you can't hate on me until I get a theme song. You got a theme song, man.
Well, you know, every black superhero's got to have one. Remember?
That's right. That's right. Jack of Spades says so.
Yeah, exactly. And then speaking on that, as always, we want your calls. So if you're saying something that's interesting to you, or you got something that you feel like you got to get off your chest, you can break us off a call at 646-929-2037. Once again, that number is 646-929-2037. And if you're a little bit scared to call, you can always email me at dick@smoothdrama.com. Once again, dick@smoothdrama.com. And to keep up with us, last but not least, from your mobile device to see what's going on, seeing if Butter's scratching her ass or if I'm scratching mine and where I'm going to be doing it, you can text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411 from your mobile device. Once again, you can text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411 from your mobile device. Now that we got all that out the air, out of the way, what the fuck is up with the Cleveland Cavaliers?
Oh, man, you ain't lying. Well, I think LeBron got LeBroke off.
I mean, but you know what? I can't blame LeBron. I mean, he only had a triple-double tonight, and he probably could have had, 20 assists if them dudes could have caught and hit some of them shots.
You might be right, Dick, but 8 turnovers, man.
He
got a little bit passive, and maybe he was passing to those fools too much. He may have been a little bit too generous. You know, it's going to only fuel the debate who's better, LeBron or Kobe. Now, if I'm playing in a game, I'd rather play with LeBron, but if I'm coaching a game and my career relies on a player, maybe I'm going with Kobe because at the end he's going to close the show and win a game for me. I hate to say it because that Kobe's not a dude I roll with, but you know, business is business. And as Billy says, you ain't too far gone to see that.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I look at it like, one, we're talking about, and everybody said it going in, this is the most talented Cavs team. I mean, he had an all-star in Jameson. Most prognosticators, us included, felt like Jameson was the key to get them over the hump. He was, 1-for-9, 1-for-10 tonight? We thought Shaq could help against Dwight Howard. Well, they didn't even get to see Dwight Howard.
Yeah, that's wrong.
I mean,
that's just
what I was going to say, the funny thing is, it seems like every year they're gearing up to beat the wrong team. Last year, they're gearing to beat Boston, but lose to Orlando. This year, they're gearing to beat Orlando, lose to Boston.
That's all bad. You know, I believe in equal opportunity employment, but I just feel like Coach did not make proper adjustments. So you're right. Maybe it's not all LeBron. There was a lot of things going on there. Personnel men, coach. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm trying to figure out why he couldn't get it done. Although I look at one cat and I just say, can you say the word exposed for all you kids at home? That's E-X-P-O-S-E-D.
Wow.
Mo Williams.
Well,
I think his name is now Les Williams.
Yeah, definitely. There's no Mo better in Mo. I mean, it was basically the series, whoever Mo is holding, you get the ball. Terrible. Terrible defensively. I mean, the fact that he wouldn't step up and say, you know what, LeBron, you ain't got to hold Rondo. I'm a whole Rondo. You be you. I'm going to step my game. I mean, that's why I think that it was lost, because if you look at the game, remember we seen Cleveland? All we saw this year was them dancing, doing their thing. Hey, it's on. But in the playoffs, we seen none of that. And the question is why? Where
did they take
all
the joy from the
at?
Game? I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, I
just see that maybe that don't work in a 7-game series. When you got to make adjustments and people see you every night, all that gimmicky stuff and all that emotion, I think that's what coaches get paid for, to X and O in the playoffs. Because you ride on talent through the regular season. But at the end of the day, I just remember the 80s, man, you know, and you had to be hard to get it done in the playoffs.
Right.
And I saw plays where, I forget, what's Brandy's brother's name? Ray J? Ray J was on the break. And,
Wow. Ray J, really?
Ray J was on the break, man, and Mo did the Olay defense. Now, I can't say I'm a lover of Celtics or anything, but I remember when Rambis got on the break back when the Showtime Lakers was trying to win championships, Mikal clotheslined him. Ray J just went right by him, and Les was looking at him like, what? So,
right.
I don't know, man. Maybe I'm just old school, but I'm not feeling the way the kids are playing the game right now.
Nah, well, first, for everybody out there listening, Ray J is actually Rajon Rondo. People who don't know who the hell he's talking about, thinking like, whoa, everybody loves Ray J? He made the Celtics? No. My man is talking about Rajon Rondo. I mean, and as far as...
Who am I talking about?
Rajon Rondo.
That's not Brandy's brother?
No, that's not Brandy's brother. Yeah. Anyway, as far as Mo Williams go, that's the part that I'm talking about.
Hold up. At least for tonight's show, he cannot no longer be known as Mo. That was not a Mo performance. That's a Les performance.
Right.
I'm
Les
sorry.
Williams.
I just can't ride with it. Les Williams.
I can respect that.
Thank
Les
you.
Williams
I appreciate it.
Was out there playing Olay defense. He was soft as cotton candy. Well, basically.
In the playoffs.
Right. He
in
made,
the playoffs.
He made Rondo look like he's in the damn Hall of Fame.
Based on this series, you got to say he's going to get there. He's the next reincarnation of Bob Cousy.
Well, I don't know about all that.
Ask the Celtics fan. You know how they do in Boston. You know how they roll.
Yeah, unfortunately, I do. I mean, and it's bad because now I kind of like Boston, and I think Boston's going to make it to the finals. I know people are going to say a sacrilege, Dick. You know, Orlando is smoking everybody, but looking at the matchup, I can't see it no other way but a rematch of the 80s and of 2008. Lakers against Boston.
David Stern must be, like, wetting himself right now just thinking about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if
yeah,
you can't
also,
get LeBron Kobe, that's what you need.
Well, he's wetting himself because he's probably like, yeah, now we can convince LeBron to go to New York so LeBron can lose in the first round against Orlando every year.
Is he going to even get to the first round?
Who's
LeBron going to convince to go to New York with them?
It don't matter. Whoever he convinces to go with him, they'll end up with the rest of them scrubs and they'll be the 8th or 7th seed and get waxed in the first round again. So, thumbs up. I hope he doesn't go to New York because I personally hate New York. And I love LeBron, so having him in New York would hurt my feelings. But, hey, if they want that first-round exit every year, more power to them.
He's got to have that Empire State of Mind, baby. He's got to have the Empire State of Mind. Where do you want him to go, New Jersey?
Well, go to New Jersey, stay in Cleveland, go to Chicago, anywhere but the Knicks.
I don't know, man. I get scared. You know, I used to watch a lot of HBO late night, and I just don't want to see LeBron, you know, in Atlantic City, you know. Pimps up, hoes down.
I don't know about that one. He's got a 6'8 owner who probably could beat up half them so-called gangsters because he probably got more hardcore Russian gangsters in his pocket than New Jersey has so-called gangsters in the whole damn state. But we're not going to go there. We are not going to go there. Speaking of HBO, if you happen to check out that fight this weekend.
I did see that fight, man. That was something else. I'm glad you brought it up because it was an ugly thing. You know me. You know I love Paul Williams. You know that.
Yeah.
I look at Paul and I see, in some ways, not quite as dynamic, but, you know, just in body type, a young Tommy Hearns. But with a chin.
I don't see
scary.
That. Yeah, I don't see that. I've seen him as a guy. I mean, he's a very good fighter. I mean, he's a pleasing fighter aesthetically to see fight. But I just thought that if he ever fought a guy with a chin and who has some power, like if he'd have fought like a Felix Trinidad, he'd have been knocked out cold.
Yeah, I think it takes something special to solve Felix. I would agree with you there. I would agree with you there. But, you know, when you see a guy 6'1", you know, or 6'2", rolling around at welterweight, junior welterweight, and, you know, can throw 1,200 punches a fight, you know, 100 punches a round, that guy's always going to be in it to win it. Always going to be in it to win it.
Well, you know, you and I have talked boxing before, a few times, and I've always told you, I always thought that if there was one guy that could give him some problems, it was Kermit Cintron. Coincidentally, they're fighting. Cintron is giving him problems in the fight until this, I don't know if you want to call it rope-a-dope or whatever the hell that was, where Paul Williams falls and Cintron dives out the ring.
You're right, man. That I wouldn't call it rope-a-dope, but it was definitely somebody taking a dive. But I've heard of that, never really seen it literally. I mean, he stuck that one. He stuck that one. Ear, crown of the skull.
Right.
back of the head to the floor. I mean, that was a 3-point landing. All
but
head.
You know, they haven't really updated us on his status because, you know, he contends that he was trying to fight, but they were saying that, no, he was trying to say no, because he said the doctor who was there that asked him at first said, he said, no, I can't continue. And then all of a sudden, when the cameras got close, he said, yeah, I want to fight.
Well,
but
when you see the tape, just check out the beginning of that fourth round where he took 3 straight left to the dome before he threw one right, and then he decided to rush in. And at first I thought Paul Williams tripped him, but I've seen the tape about 4 or 5 times, and I never see Paul Williams' legs actually touch him. So I don't know. I think the cat saw something outside the ring that he was trying to get to because he didn't want no parts of what was in the ring. Anyway, at the end of the day, I don't want to see the rematch. I need Paul Williams to move on and do other things.
Know that now we're 2 weeks away from Mayweather's destruction of Mosley, dismantling. And now there's not only the Pacquiao fight that they're discussing, but Sergio Martinez has actually said, hey, you know what? I want a chance at fighting Mayweather. And he said he's open to it. He'll take the test, everything. I think that's a great fight.
That would be a great fight. You know, At first thought I would probably say that's not something I want to see because you were looking at 2 counterpunchers. But you know what? You mentioned HBO a moment ago, and I gotta say I love HBO because I think that 24/7 has got something. Because if you actually watch 24/7, you find out things that seem to really they materialize during the fight. 2 things I saw during the Mayweather-Mosley 24/7. One was Floyd Sr. talking about Shane Mosley and saying that he was going to be a nervous fighter and he was going to shake around in the ring. And sure enough, if that didn't happen, he was moving, and Floyd was just smooth with his, you know, laid back, relaxed in the pocket, where Shane was all nervous energy. And the second thing that I saw was Nazim talking about the fact that he expected Floyd to turn into a dragon in the ring and something big was going to happen. And I could have sworn as I was watching that fight that Shane kept getting smaller and smaller and Floyd kept getting bigger. I don't know which was happening, who was getting bigger or who was getting smaller, but when the fight started, I thought Shane was bigger than Floyd, but it sure didn't look like that at the end, I tell you.
Well, I mean, I think that's one of the misnomers that they put out there. Floyd is little, and conversely, also, when they talk about Manny Pacquiao, he's... No, these dudes are walking around at 150-something pounds. They're not little men. He may be short, 5'6", but if you look at both their legs, because I look at guys big or little, you look at the legs as a boxer.
Right.
Pacquiao has damn tree trunks for legs.
Where that power comes from.
Right, and Mayweather's not that small either. So, you know, to say, oh, they're little, and Mosley is bigger, I mean, yeah, Mosley's bigger, but once again, we have seen that Mosley had problems with boxers. And that's the thing when people talk about the Manny Pacquiao-Floyd Mayweather fight and how, oh, it'll be great. But I say look at the Marquez fight, Marquez being the last pure boxer that Pacquiao has seen in the ring in how Lord knows how many years.
Right.
And how he gave him all that he can handle, and he couldn't even win a round against Floyd. I mean, he maybe hit Floyd 3 times, flush, twice. You know, for people who think that, hey, Manny Pacquiao is going to give Floyd all that he can handle. Yeah, he has a puncher's chance. If he lands a punch and he knocks him out smooth, but let's say that he hits Floyd with everything he got like Mosley did, and Floyd can survive. Where does the fight go from there?
Well, you just said the magic words right there. You can't convince me that Pacquiao hits harder than Shane, because those were shots. He rocked Floyd, and Floyd was still there. And after that, it was a 10 rounds of ass whooping. Shane wasn't even competitive after that. So the only reason I'm excited about Floyd and Pacquiao is so people can shut up and see what a real fighter is. That's it.
Exactly. And then the other underrated thing, when Floyd got hurt, people are like, oh, he got hurt. But they never look at the adjustments he made. He never got hit with that ever again.
Right.
And
it's not like he ran either. People expected him to run. He didn't run. He stayed in the pocket.
Right. Like, remember we talked before the fight, and I was like, he's going to stand right there. Because that's how he punches. He fights the puncher. He stands right in front of him. Do what you're going to do. Against Pacquiao, I would do the same thing. I wouldn't, because Pacquiao is a in-and-out fighter. No, if you stay in on him, you follow him around, you make sure he can't jump in and out, where is he going to come from?
Yeah, I see him jumping in the way Hatton jumped in. And
Ooh,
getting left somewhere.
In.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, but, if it doesn't happen, which the way it's looking, it may not, because they've already put down a date for Manny Pacquiao to fight, which is November the 6th or the 13th.
Cowboy Stadium.
Yeah.
No opponent, though.
Yeah, no opponent. And if they're talking about that Antonio Margarito, I'm like, look, man, seriously? No.
Well, as long as Bob Arum can control both ends of a fight, he's going to try to do it. If he can get away and sell both ends of the fight and keep his boys from getting beat, he does it. That's why Oscar De La Hoya left him. And we talked about that before. Oscar De La Hoya would not be anywhere near the Hall of Fame if he had stayed with
Bob Arum.
I'm not saying that he's, the greatest fighter that ever lived, but you know what? I give the boy credit. He fought everybody once he became his own promoter.
Right. And so for me, I think this. Okay, Manny Pacquiao says that the blood test will weaken him. He won't fight him. I say if you fight Antonio Margarito, you are doing a disservice to boxing and your so-called legacy, because we all know that Margarito is done. Shane broke him. So we're saying that you're fighting a continuous string of broken fighters.
How long has this string been going on now? It's been Bob Arum's been selling us this a long time.
Right.
Claudio was broken.
Right.
Cotto was broken by
Margarito.
Before that, he fought Hatton, who was already broken by Floyd.
Right.
He fought Oscar, who broke himself on HBO 24/7. I hate to plug him, but you know what? As much as I can't stand the HBO announcers, other than Manny Stewart, well, you know what? Lennox is all right, too. But
Lennox just got fired, so you can't say that anymore.
Well, thank you for giving me the update there. Well, you know what? I hate HBO more.
Now, I think that if Manny Pacquiao, if they're serious, they want to one-up Floyd, I say take on Andre Berto.
Right.
I say, look, you won't prove a point, because fighting Margarito, no.
Right.
That proves nothing to me because Margarito is a punching bag. He's going to stand there to be hit. So that does nothing for me. So we're saying that Manny Pacquiao, if you want to fight somebody, fight Andre Berto, or, you know, because they're talking about him campaigning at 154. I'm like, y'all talking about him fighting Yuri Foreman, the guy who put sleep in boxing.
Is Yuri Foreman, let me guess, let me think now. He's campaigning at 154. Yuri Foreman wouldn't be promoted by Bob Arum, would he?
My goodness, yes, he would.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
There won't be, you know, he can do that, I guess, if he wants to do it. But, you know, for people who think Floyd talks too much, that's not going to stop Floyd from talking because you're going to see where pay-per-view goes. Floyd, that braggadocio, the money follows Floyd.
Well, first, Jay Badman, I want to address one of our bloggers who says, you know, who's been following the conversation. He says that Pac-Man has many options. He can fight any of those fighters that we mentioned. And he says Mayweather has no options to sell tickets. And I must retort, drug.net, respectfully, Floyd Mayweather has the two highest pay-per-view fights. And, you know, before people say, well, it was Oscar De La Hoya and then it was Shane Mosley, last time I checked, Manny Pacquiao fought Oscar De La Hoya. It didn't do $2.4 million. It didn't do $2 million. It didn't do $1.something million. Floyd did $2.4 million. With De La Hoya. Now, you can say that's all De La Hoya, or you can say Floyd may have something to do with it. Then, we talk about he fought against Mosley, who sells nothing out.
By himself, he sells nothing. Right.
He did 1.4 with a B-side guy. Now, we talk about Manny Pacquiao, who is more popular, supposedly a ticket seller. His pay-per-view numbers against Claudi was, what, 700,000? Yeah. And see what we're saying
Well, Fred, let's not break him down. You know what? We appreciate you for listening. We definitely appreciate you for listening and contributing to the conversation, but you're wrong. Drug test.
Yeah.
You know, I had to put that out there. I know I'm supposed to be nice and cordial, and I do appreciate it.
No, I'm respectful of drug.net in his opinion.
Well, I hope he ain't sampling though.
I have to state the facts. I mean, because at the end of the day, it's still about the money. You know, people say it's not about the money. It is about the money. Of course, it's about the fight too, but it is definitely about the money. Also, as Floyd so eloquently says, it's prize fighting, and I'm a motherfucking prize fighter.
You know, it hurt my feelings when he called Shane a fucking dummy, but
yeah,
hey.
I mean, he went overboard in that. It was a shame that he did all that, but at the end of the day, I guess when he said that everybody who fucked Shane up. And I'm going to fuck Shane up. He was right.
It is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, now, I want to see Manny Pacquiao against Floyd Mayweather. So that all the nut huggers on both sides, finally, you get what you want. And if ever there was a fight that was going to do $3-4 million, that would be the fight because everybody would want to see that. I mean, obviously, it's the biggest fight that can be made in boxing history for right now. So, I'm saying, Manny Pacquiao, yo, I'll give you some blood. You know, if you thinking they're taking too much, I'll give you some. I'll personally fly my blood up there. What we gotta do? You know, can we get some homies out there?
I'm with you.
You know, maybe he won't take.
Let's start a blood drive. Let's do that.
Right.
Let's do it for Manny. Yeah, I'm with it. I will give blood up right now to get him in the ring. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although my blood may be a little bit tainted with Chardonnay at this time.
He gonna get him drunk before the fight. On that note, we gonna take a little commercial break. We'll be right back.
Like true drummer.
Yes, sir.
The true drummer.
Yes, sir.
This true drummer.
Yes, sir.
This true drummer.
Yes, sir.
Listen here, man. It's your boy, Cam Wee. I'm just acting a fool. With my man, DH. Y'all know him as. And butter, pecan. Yes, sir. Chosen.
Thank you. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, and my special guest host tonight, Jay Badman.
What up, y'all?
One, I got to get back to the beginning, what we talked about, hating on you, because you had the audacity to beat me in my own Smooth Drama challenge. So for that, I'm going to forever hate on you because you had the nerve to pick Butler to go to the damn Final Four.
Senior leadership, baby. Senior leadership.
Yeah,
also, the less you really know, the farther you will go when it comes to NCAA.
Yeah. You did not. So I'm giving props on the air. Jay Badman. I bow down to you and your infinite non-wisdom.
I'm just a silly motherfucker.
Yeah.
Wilding out.
I know. Now, one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about, you know, something that we talked about before, and I've been actually going back and forth the past couple of weeks or so. I spoke about a testicle festival. You know, there's actually a few of them. One of them you can see at testyfesty.com. It's coming up August the 4th through the 8th, where it's a bull festival, also bull festival freak fest. In
bull
Montana.
Festival freak fest?
Yeah, basically, you know.
I gotta Google that.
Yeah, at testyfesty.com, you can go directly to the website and see it. Now, the thing is about it is testicles and the symbolism, you know, the whole phallic symbol, whatever, you know, it's one of those things I wanted to get into because I wanted to start talking about people's diet. And when I say people's diet, I want to talk about mental diet, you know, because I think that's one of the things people don't understand. When you talk about diet, people think that, oh, it's just physical. Oh, well, I'm just not going to eat and you get a colonoscopy and it's all good. But when we talk about mental diet, yeah, I know, huh?
I'm scared of that. Preach on it.
Yeah, we talk about mental diet, though. We're talking about what you eat. And why? Now, when we talk about these testicle festivals, we have to go back to the etymology, the origin of it. And we go back to the origin of it, why people eat testicles. You know, mean, it's the aphrodisiac in Asian countries and in Europe, actually. There's a funny
Europa?
Thing. Yeah. Oh, in Europe, they have a what you call a world testicle cooking championship, which has been held in Serbia since 2004. There's a guy, and I'm about to butcher his name, a chef, Lubomir Irovic, who has actually produced a testicle cookbook called
Cooking. There's more than one way to eat a dick? I'm sorry. I know that's probably... That's probably a little close to home. I apologize, man.
Yeah,
I don't want to see nobody cannibalize you, brother.
Yeah, well, he's talking about cooking with balls and the aphrodisiac properties, and he speaks on sheep and stallion testicles, and he's got recipes for testicle pie and all of that. And what I found interesting is, as we know in this country, in the early days of non-civil rights, meaning when people who didn't look like the majority didn't have rights, they would do the missing.
Has that time passed already?
Coincidentally, no. Actually,
just making sure.
Yeah,
because I hadn't heard.
Well, you know, Obama got elected, so.
Yeah, well, Huey says,
yeah.
Eh.
Yeah.
That's another topic, though.
Yeah, well, as you know, there was lynching, and people would take body parts off of the lynchee. And one of the main body parts that was always taken and saved in pickle jars and whatnot in between fingers, they would take the dick and the balls and cut it off. It was like trophies, you know. And people throughout history, as I talked about with the Asians and the Europeans, you know, ancient societies, it was aphrodisiac, and it was consumed for testosterone and also so that you can gain the power of the individual. As
so what
you know,
you're telling me is that there was penis envy even after death. That's just wrong.
Yeah.
Necrophiliac testicle envy. That's horrible.
Yeah.
You know,
now, I'm
Nick, you know what happened, don't you? I'm going from Chardonnay to Cuvassier as we speak.
You're going from Chardonnay to Cuvassier?
I got to.
My bad. Well, I'm sorry to take you to Cuvassier so quick, but the issue being, when we talk about why would they eat that, and why would you cut the balls off another individual, and why people have such a fascination with testicles, we know that plays out not only in the lynching field, but in the in the sexual fetish field, where there's a practice called cuckoldry, or cuckold, where the man would let another man, as is described, a bull, coincidentally, the bull would screw his man, his woman, and would, you know, sperm inside, and the guy would come after, would either lick it out or just have sex also.
Wow, that's after. Double Cuvassier.
Yeah.
<It's> nasty.
Yeah, and that's cuckoldry. And once again, you know, we're still dealing with the symbolism of the bull. And, you know, we talk about skeptical when we talk about these festivals, that people think that this stuff is just something that just has happened, just some crazy people in Montana or some crazy people in a remote part of California that are doing this. But this is actually something that is centuries, maybe millennia old, where the testicles and eating of the testicles so that you can increase your own, your own sexual prowess, whatnot, by getting what you eat, whatever.
Oh, Dick. I'm very, very disappointed, Dick.
Yeah. I'm disturbed also that I'm even talking about this. But I'm an educator. I like to be educational and talk about things that go on that a lot of people don't think about, don't think that actually happens, whereas, yeah, it kind of does. And I know people never think of it in that light, but it's there.
So they got a whole festival that's connected to this. That's deep.
Right. Well, getting back to what you were saying, is it over? Actually, a couple of years back, a 15-year-old black male named Mark Atkins in Oklahoma had his scrotum bitten off by a trained police dog. What happened is Mr. Atkins had stole a car on the joyride. Police caught him, and they, when they caught him, they had him handcuffed, and the attack dog was instructed to bite his testicle.
Oh, whoa. So you're saying that this was not a mistake? The dog was actually let loose on the man's scrotum?
Yes. That is what is alleged.
That's a special kind of hate.
Yeah, that's extra special kind of hate. Now, I mean, I understand, you know, he was a criminal, whatnot, but to emasculate the young is a tad bit too much.
Well,
just a tad bit
to perform a street castration with a dog, that is one of the most horrible things I have ever heard of.
Yeah.
There's
it's
a special
not
place in hell for somebody who would perpetrate that on another human being.
There's not too much you can say. There's not too much you can say. Nothing good. I mean, the old thing, if you have nothing good to say, you can't say nothing at all about it. So, I'm thinking because we can't say nothing good, we probably need to move on and talk about
definitely
my favorite thing. You know what my favorite thing is, Jay Batman?
You got to tell me.
Dumbasses. People who do the dumbest shit in the world and don't think that they're stupid. And, you know, I like to point it out because I want to differentiate dumbasses from the rest of society. So people can say, okay, this is unacceptable behavior, and you're over here. You're not a part of us. And I like to talk about that so we can be very clear. You know
okay
who's my dumbass of the week?
You got to tell me.
Oh, your homegirl. I'm going to abuse her name, too. Dwayne Wade, soon to be ex-wife. Savon Wade.
You gotta educate me. I'm a little bit behind on this latest news.
Oh, well, you know, just this week, she had ignored the court orders, the judge calling or whatnot. The judge had to send somebody out to pick her up, of which they still couldn't find her, which, of course, would piss a judge off. And it's not good for you overall as someone who is trying to win a custody case against your husband. So what happens is she disappears. She's not found. She gets locked up for an hour. No biggie. She posts her bond and she gets out. But what does she do the very same day?
Oh, don't
after,
know.
Yes, after pissing off the judge and all that, she files another $25 million lawsuit saying that Dwayne Wade abused her and threw her down while she was pregnant with their 8-year-old son. And then she says he allegedly called their 8-year-old son a motherfucker and did not tell you men don't fucking cry. Man the fuck up, according to the lawsuit. Now, you've already pissed off the judge. You've ignored the judge's orders. You've made up excuse after excuse on why you couldn't come. Like, my lawyer was in the in accident, so I thought it was going to be canceled, even though her lawyer showed up and she didn't. So, which led to her being locked up for an hour because the judge was pissed. What did she do? The very same day that she posted, she files another lawsuit. I'm going to go out on the limb here that it's not going to go well for her in the custody hearing because they're fighting for custody. Dwayne Wade has sued for full custody. And I think he's going to win.
You know, I think the T-Mobile commercials will help him with that, too.
Yeah. Well, not just the T-Mobile. I mean, because she is so out there and outraged and, I guess, hurt or whatnot. She's blowing herself up. She's blowing her opportunity. I mean, because if she was just quiet and just went through with just a regular divorce and just showed up to court and played the victim, we know that she would get half of his future earnings, all that. No biggie. But now, and she would have got some alimony. She would have got some child support. She would have been good. But after all this, I'm going to take a wild, educated guess that she won't get anything. Just a guess. What you think?
You know what? I believe a woman should get what she deserves. But, you know, one thing that my daddy taught me when I was a young boy was sometimes you talk yourself out of things that you're supposed to get. So I learned that early on. I don't know, though, if that's I don't want to offend our listeners, but you know what? You got a theme song. They'll come back. I believe that may be XY. Being quiet is an XY thing.
It's a virtue, a learned virtue. I'm thinking that she probably could have just studied the memo that Johnny Carson's ex-wife put out there.
Exactly.
And just roll with that. Get your half, and then talk shit about him in the book a couple of years from now.
would have all been good.
Yeah. Moving on, because, you know, she's too dumb to waste this much time talking about. Well, I won't say dumb. She's acting foolishly. Moving on to a couple. I don't know if you heard about this couple. There was a little six-year-old boy, and Isgrig, who was found in Wiley Park. He was found dead. They had been looking for him, and they eventually found him, and he was dead, murdered, whatnot.
I hate to hear about a child being murdered.
Yeah, it was his grandmother, 63-year-old Darlene Phillips, who was charged with the child's murder. Now,
wow.
It's horrible. But what makes it worse is that his parents are fighting over his body. Now, let me give you a background. The daddy was overseas. Never really saw him anything. The mother had gave him up to the grandmother.
And she killed the child.
Right. And now they're fighting over the body. Jerry, dumbass, is Greg, wants the child to have a Christian funeral and a burial, where Nikki Phillips, young Garen's mother, said she just intended to cremate the remains and bury it in Arkansas, Missouri, or Oklahoma. And they're going back and forth, fighting over a child that neither one of them had anything to do with. And ultimately, his blood is on their hands.
If they had just taken this much interest while he was alive, right?
Just this much. They have more interest in his death than they had in his life. A Christian burial, really? Really? That's going to make it right? I think not. That's why.
Two dumbasses.
Two dumbasses. That they trump Mrs. Wade. Because these two dumbasses, I mean, Mrs. Wade is messing up her kids, using her kids in the lawsuits, whatnot. But these fools allowed their child to die, and now they're showing all this extra interest in the child's death, where they're going to bury the child. So I don't, we just do this. Miss Nikki Phillips, why don't you cremate yourself? And Miss Isgrig, why don't you have a Christian funeral and bury yourself?
I like
problem
that.
Solved.
I like that. Yeah,
like
and I'm
that.
Sure Mrs. Wade will certainly appreciate that someone took her off the list.
All right, hold on a second. We got to call her. Caller, you're on the air.
Yo, what's up, man?
Oh, what's up? My main man, Black Steel, what's happening?
Oh, what's going on, Dick? I just called up the show to give a shout-out to see, you know, what's cracking, what's going on. I've been away for a minute, but I'm here. I'm back.
Well, I got guest hosting with me, my man, Jay Badman, and we was actually going over the dumbasses and about to get into... You call at the right time. We about to go into the hater of the week. And
okay.
This hater is extra, extra special. I mean, one, because, you know, so people can't see. People can see me, but they can't see my callers. My special guest host and my past guest host are both black men like myself. So y'all may have a little opinion on this hater, the Philadelphia cop, who intentionally shot himself so that he could get attention in the transfer to make himself look good. He said that a black man shot him.
Was it Marvin Harrison?
Was he at work on?
I'm sorry, I take that back because Marvin might find me. It was just a joke. It was just a joke,
yeah.
Marvin.
Watch out.
Was he at work on duty when he did it?
Yeah. He's a cop in Philadelphia. He told the authorities he was shot while he was on patrol last month. And then, you know, after investigation, he admitted he shot himself intentionally. And he said two black men on April 5th, he saw two black men arguing on the train track. And he told investigators that when he stopped to question them, one of them pulled out a gun and shot him in his left shoulder. So the Philadelphia police went out on that search for the suspect. So, you know, a couple times. And then after they went and couldn't find anybody, they found that the evidence didn't match up, the forensic evidence, all that.
Now, and, come on, Dick.
Yeah.
If they wanted to find a brother, it is very easy to find us because all they do is get the sketch artist to draw the most general person ever lived who's between 5'3 and 6'9 with a broad nose. And they bring in everybody.
Hey, it's easier than that. Hey, I'm from Philly, and I've been to Philly. I've been to North. I've been to West. I've been to South. And, hey, there's a brother on every corner, period. So if they wanted to grab somebody, they could have just grabbed somebody.
But that's why they started stopping City. And see, what happened was, and this is why he's a double. He's a hater and a dumbass, being that he's a cop. They found that the gunpowder residue found on his shirt matched ammunition used by the police department. He's extra stupid.
I'm concerned about the aptitude test that's required to become a Philadelphia policeman now.
Oh, well, not just that. You know what happened? This fool got granted immunity so they can obtain his confession.
Philly jurisprudence, baby. I love it.
He got granted immunity so he can tell on himself and not get in trouble for shooting himself and blaming us. And I'm like, ain't they watching the news? You supposed to blame Mexicans now. If you blame a Mexican, you can get away with it. But if you blame, I watch the news, it don't help to blame black folks right now. We got a pass right now. Mexicans in
Arizona. You're right about that. You know what? But I'm feeling very charitable. I really do. And if you'd like to give me the address of this, special shout out to the police officer in Philly, if he needs a brother to shoot him, I will bust a cop in his ass because I just feel like I'm in a giving mood for like that. So, put it out there.
There's probably already cats in Philly looking to bust a cab in his ass.
Right, well,
they said, you want to get stopped by a brother? Well, here you go.
Sergeant Robert Walston. So, if anybody out there, I'm not advocating violence. I'm just saying that he wanted to be shot by a black man. If you want to just not mortally wound him, but just nick him a little bit.
You know, that's a beautiful thing. You've started a whole new – I think I'm going to go into a whole new website, man. I'm going to create a website for people who want to get shot by brothers.
All right. And with that, I want to thank special guest host Jay Badman. I want to thank my man Black Steel for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Dick.
Dick Hugger. Smooth Drama, Y'all have a great weekend, all that good stuff.
I need a theme song, Dick. I need a theme song.
All right.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.